I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iraq's prime minister is accusing the Kurdish people of helping Islamic State terrorists. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, says ministries are doing what they can to tell others about Christ.
They're doing what God has called them to do. They don't really have much in terms of food or clothing, housing, things like that. Still, they have the hope in Christ they can share.
This story continues at missionnetworknews.org.
The only thing that's going to solve the problems there is when people hear the gospel and begin believing in Christ and having their lives totally transformed.
Next, a rise in nationalism in Sri Lanka means trouble for Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Canada noted earlier attacks that police seemingly ignored, and that left believers feeling vulnerable. However, the recent update is an answer to prayer. In May, a mob severely beat a pastor and several church members over prayer meetings. The case finally made it before a judge who scolded police and demanded arrests. Pray that believers stand firm in their faith and they're ready to share it. And the Great Recession may be over in the United States, but it might just be starting for smaller faith-based charities. That's according to the new Giving USA report. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says, giving has fallen off by almost a third, and that comes at an especially bad time since they just got the food program restarted.
When we don't keep that program going, and we did the first of this year, totally run out of food and had to stop the program, people die because they don't have any other place to turn for food.
Thanks to you, there's a stopgap in place between the physical and spiritual needs you can help. Links are at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.